coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400, KKZZ, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Yeah.
Lose control, a body, a soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Kim Pagano Show on a beautiful foggy Tuesday here at KKZZ AM 1400. This is Dr. Stephen Trudeau. We'll be filling in for Kim today, and I have an amazing guest in studio, Joe LaSalle, the action coach and motivational speaker. Thanks
for
being
here, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. And we're going to have a couple of calling in guests, Tamar Chansky, talking about freeing yourself from anxiety. And then later in the show, we're going to talk with John Phillips, who has some interesting comments about the downside of social media. We got Matt on the board here. How you doing, Matt?
Doing good, thank you.
Yeah,
it's nice to see you again. Yeah. 2 days in a row?
2 days in a row. Did you like the fog this morning? Did it catch you unawares?
I actually did. It was very unexpected.
Yeah, because yesterday
it was beautiful.
It was. It was so beautiful. And the day before, even more beautiful. And then, boom, the fog rolls in. So that's the way it is here in California, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, anyhow, Joe, I'm so glad to meet you. I mean, I come up the stairs, and there's Joe.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's sunshine. You're the first person I saw, the smile and everything else.
I like to start my day with a smile.
Me too. That's what I tell everybody. Just smile.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your gig? You're the action coach.
Well, I teach people how to take action because when I was a teenager, I was stuck. I had a surgery that went wrong, and I was stuck in bed and looking out my bedroom window and had to reinvent myself, and now I show other people how to reinvent themselves.
I like the concept of reinventing yourself. That's so important, and people don't think that that's something that you can do. You are who you are, right?
Yeah, and we can decide who we are any given day, any given moment, and redecide who we are, and you know, reinvent.
Yeah, but I am who I am. I was, you know, I'm this tall. I'm this wide. I can't change that, can I?
Yeah. Well, you can wear lifts and you can wear high heels if you want, Steve. The way I think is we're supposed to live out of the box, not pay attention to our height and how long our nose are is and things like that, so that we can use our imagination. Kids do it every day and stuff like that. So.
How does one gain the courage to reinvent themselves?
I think you have to cry. I think you have to be sad. You have to get in touch with you're angry, you're mad.
Mm-hmm.
You sometimes have to hit rock bottom. I was looking out my bedroom window with my face pressed up against a glass, watching other kids play football on the street. Mm-hmm. These were the same kids I used to go to school with before my operation.
Yeah.
And I saw life passing me by. I made a decision right at that time. You know what? This isn't going to happen to me.
What isn't going to happen?
Me not having a life. Me
just
spectating.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who Milton Erickson is?
No, I don't.
Milton Erickson is probably one of the most important figures in the field of hypnotherapy. But before that, he was a psychiatrist, a medical doctor. Very interesting guy, written many, many books, human development, things like that. But when he was young, he had polio, and he was relegated to his bed. And I just flashed on that image of looking out the window, watching the other kids playing outside, and he couldn't do that. And so what he wound up doing was reinventing himself as a keen observer of human beings. And so he would literally, he made it a game to study every human being that he saw, every twitch of every muscle, every eye blink, everything. And that changed the way he thought about people, thought about the world, and it allowed him to create this system of having deeper insight into other humans.
I did that too. I look within, though. I got in touch with that person, that little kid that I was playing basketball before my surgery. And I knew that spark of enthusiasm and zeal was still alive and well. But it was so suppressed because I was looking at my condition.
Right.
And I started giving a lot of weight to my condition. Oh, I'm not supposed to be 14 in adolescence with cast on both legs and not able to move and watching TV. That's not me. And so I got in touch with who I was and remembered that.
Mm-hmm.
And I acted on that. Then I started connecting with other people after I listened to that voice. But I think that what he did, I think we all, no matter what is happening in
Toronto,
if we're challenged,
we need to be challenged.
We need to.
And rise to the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, this is the Kim Pagano Show on KKZZ. I'm Dr. Stephen Trudeau, filling in for Kim. And Joe LaSalle is in studio with us. This is just, to me, this, I don't know, process of life where we meet new people. And we try to figure out, I want to learn from you, Joe. I want to know, what do you know? And how did you get there? How did you get to that process of knowing what you know? Because then I can help other people as well, because that's what I do. I'm a licensed clinical psychologist, work with teenagers, adults, couples, individuals. And I want to help them understand that they can change. They come into my office hurting, however they're hurting. And I want them to leave with hope. I want them to leave my office believing that things can get better, but they have to be the captain of their own ship. And so often people feel like the world pounds the living crud out of them, and they don't have the energy or the wherewithal or the good fortune or whatever it is that's going to take them to the next level. You know, I listened to the news reports this morning that the richest man in the world is a communications executive down in Mexico. Who owns everything in Mexico, apparently related to communications. He's richer than Bill Gates. And we go, yeah, wow, they're so rich. You know, what's a few billion here, a few billion there? And, you know, I'll never have that because I'm just not that fortunate. I'm just me. I'm just working my job. I'm just pounding the pavement, trying to find a job.
I think you hold the key because it is around helping other people. And that's your purpose. That's your center theme of who you are.
Yeah. Well, for me as a human being, I have reinvented myself over the years several times. And in this career as a psychologist, as a speaker, as an author, as a media personality, I have gathered a lot of information that makes my life really wonderful. And I want to share that with people. And it shows in my attitude. You know, I don't wake up depressed when I used to. I mean, I over the years have suffered from major clinical depression, and when I feel it coming on, I turn to what I know works, and I want to share those things with people. And it's everything from meditation to working in my garden to just getting out there and doing things, keeping active, keeping moving. And so when I meet other people and I want to know, well, what did you learn? What more tricks and tips do you have? I want to build my tool chest so that I can share that with anybody, no matter who walks in my door.
Well, I learned just do it, like Nike says. I did. I go, I don't know how to build muscle. I was a skinny, scrawny 14, 16, 18-year-old kid, and I was ghostly white and skin and bones, and I thought, here's how I start. I'm just going to do it. I don't know how to do it. I don't care how to know to do it. I just got to do it. And as I engaged in the process, if you show up, you're halfway there, just showing up.
I like that. Okay, so you break it down. Whatever it is your goals are, whether it's to get a new job, to lose weight, to gain muscle, to, I don't know, whatever it is that you want to do to reinvent yourself. If you have a passion for life that you haven't pursued, the first step is to show up.
Yeah, even if you don't have a passion for life, because there are a lot of people out there that don't know what their passion is.
You know,
just show up.
Yeah.
That's my first thing. You just got to move and show up, and the rest takes, you know, we'll start to cultivate.
We're going to talk more about that as we move along, but there's an important topic that we're going to cover now with our next guest, and it's the anxiety. For many people, just showing up causes tremendous amount of anxiety. And our next guest is on the phone. We have Tamar Chansky, and the topic is freeing yourself from anxiety. Tamar, are you with us?
Yes. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Is the name of your book Four Simple Steps to Overcome Worry and Create the Life You Want?
It's Freeing Yourself from Anxiety.
Freeing Yourself from Anxiety. Okay, that is the name of the book.
Subtitle.
All right, by Dr. Chansky. Tell us about, you know, how we do that. What are these four simple steps? I mean, I know you don't want to give away the whole book. You want people to buy the book. But give us a couple of pieces.
Yeah, I'm happy to give the message. And I was listening to your conversation, what you were just talking about is actually the last step about mobilizing, which is breaking the big daunting goal that we have down into the six or seven sub-goals that make up that big goal,
right?
So that we won't run the other way or hide under the covers or whatever, mm-hmm. because you're just sort of constructing this impossible expectation for ourselves. But let me back up. And you know, we all know what stress is. We have stress in our lives, you know, too much to do and lots of demands. And I'm going to say that that's one problem. But then anxiety is our interpretation of that situation. It's the apprehension we have about that situation, which basically just doubles the problem.
Yeah.
So, you know, things can be tough, but we can be tough too. But if our thinking is racing ahead, you know, showing us all the worst-case scenarios, that's where we get really bogged down and just afraid to move. So the first step of this four-step plan is understanding that though our anxiety is very fast, it gets there first all the time. It's the first responder when we face uncertainty.
You know,
oh my gosh, how am I going to be able to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the speed of light. I mean, our nervous system is electrical, and we are often triggered with what's called the fight-or-flight response.
Right.
And the fight-or-flight response is very primitive. It's in the primitive part of our brain, and it's designed to keep us safe. It's designed to keep us and preserve us, you know, in case a lion, tiger, or bear jumps out from behind the bushes.
Right.
But in our modern culture, the lions and tigers and bears come in the form of the IRS agent and maybe sometimes your spouse or the television set.
Right. Or the job interview or
exactly.
the deadline where, you know, while it's very useful to have mm-hmm. that fight or flight reaction when there is life-threatening danger, it's very inconvenient and distracting and distressing
yeah.
to have that kind of reaction when we're trying to think clearly
mm-hmm.
to get something done. And so step one is really relabeling,
yeah.
saying, you know, that's my, you know, worry brain and overdrive, that's my fight or flight reaction.
Right, if you know what's causing it, you've got a chance to do something about it, because we are not primitive animals. We have the prefrontal cortex, which allows us to override our automatic reactions, impulses, and systems.
Right.
Fight or flight was to preserve our life, literally run away or pick up a big stick.
Yeah.
But nowadays we can't do that. So what we do is we go into depression and anxiety. And those are the modern day responses to the fight or flight.
Right. If we keep that call on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, it's like telemarketers call our house. We can't help it. We do the do not call thing. They still call.
Good analogy.
How long to have them to stay on the line. We decide if we're listening carefully or if we're just trying to get off the phone. It's the same kind of thing with worry. Just because it calls us, it doesn't mean that that's where we're going to get our good information to solve the real problems that we face in our lives. You know, if worry ever came up with the sort of the last line of, you've got this, you really, you can take care of this, I would have a different job. I probably, you know, I would be gardening. I would be doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
Worry never makes us feel prepared. It's what it's about is, you know, thinking of what could go wrong. And that's, you know, we just need to know who's talking to us. That's That's the bottom line. So the second step, once we've relabeled the situation of the voice that, you know, is frightening us in our minds, the second step is really about narrowing down the problem to the one thing that might really be at issue. You know, we may feel we've let everyone down or we can't do anything right. If we kind of, you know, persevere through that comment down to what was the straw that broke the camel's back, maybe there is one thing we need to work on or there is one relationship we need to fix, that puts the control back in our hands. The third step is optimizing, and I think of that as being good consumers with our minds and not going with our first take or first bid on the solution to our situation. And I talk about creating kind of an internal board of directors. You know, if we were struggling with a moment and we thought, okay, what would the Dalai Lama say about this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would Oprah say? What would Bill Gates say? I don't know. We all have our go-to people. And though it clearly this is us stretching our minds, you know, we're not calling these folks, it gets us out of the corner because we don't need to, you know, you were talking earlier about the richest man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
What studies show, and we know this, you don't have to be the richest man in the world to have a good life. You know, you need to have purpose, as your guest said. You need to have options and just see the ways that you can move in your life. So that's really what the optimizing step is about.
Right. Anxiety is this response that allows us to suffer twice.
Yeah.
Suffer
or,
first
or
continue to suffer and then suffer when the actual stress and pain actually happens. If I'm afraid of speaking in public, which is one of the number one fears in the United States, then not only do I get to suffer while I'm on stage speaking in public, but I get to suffer right up to that point for however long I know I have to go on stage. And it's the human animal does that better than almost any other animal on the planet.
Right. But, the thing is, that, you know, it's like the Mark Twain quote. He says something like, I've lived through many disasters, none of which have actually happened. even that public speaker, you know, yes, we suffer before, we you know, suffer right, you know, as we're going into it, but what's the end of the story? Oftentimes, it turns out okay.
Right.
And if we could fast forward and kind of grab that information and stick it, you know, at the beginning where we are now, how much anguish we could save ourselves.
Yeah, that's the imagination at work. Joe, what did you want to say there?
I think also, and see if this resonates with you, Doctor, if you make it okay to mess up and make mistakes. I remember when I was public speaking for the first time, and after a breakup, I had to speak in front of a woman's group, you know. And I think
no pressure.
I think my ex-girlfriend was going to be in the audience.
Oh, great.
You know? So I thought, wow. My face is going to be beet red. I'm going to get all nervous and tongue-tied. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to show up. I'm going to do it anyway and make it okay for me to get tongue-tied and make it okay for my face to turn red. And and everything, once I made it okay, the anxiety went away.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing that if we just give ourselves room for being human, this is, you know, it's back to that expectations idea that if we, you know, of course, if we create impossible expectations for ourselves, we're not going to want to show up, and we're going to be very critical of ourselves, and we're not going to really be present and enjoy what we're doing. So I think that, you know, having that sense of, you know, it's sort of the antidote to that all or none thinking. I have an illustration in the book of a salt shaker, which has the word some on it. It's a some shaker.
Yeah.
Because usually we think, you know, everything's going to go wrong, or I'm going to totally blow this, or I did totally, you know, mess up. And usually it's not such a clear-cut, you know, analysis. It's more some things went well, some things I could improve, you know. And,
and
when you sort of get to that more accurate take on the situation, yes, it's not those attention-grabbing headlines. It was a total disaster, you know? But it's really what we can live with, and it's really what's true.
Now, I have a problem that I've been noticing lately in my private therapy practice is that I've been speaking with a lot of parents who have a tremendous amount of anxiety about their children. And it's across all ages, but I think I see it most acutely in the latter teen years, where the teenager is expressing their individuality, and sometimes in not so healthy ways. And because we've had a number of tragedies locally in Southern California, from suicides, drug overdoses, car accidents, and the like, the dire results of some of these poor choices are leaving a lot of parents with a tremendous amount of anxiety that they can't control the outcome of what's going to happen to their teenager. What do you say to a parent who's really wound up with that kind of very real anxiety?
Right. You know, I'm really glad you raised that question, because I think, you know, we can kind of all relate and joke a little bit about ourselves, you know, stressing about the blind date or the job interview or something, overthinking. But, you know, anxiety shows up in these real situations as well, and there's still things that we can do, because I think, you know, even though there are some factors that are, you know, news items that are really relevant for these parents to stop and think about what is going to yield a better result for them. You know, spending an hour catastrophizing or spending that hour or 15 minutes more likely with a teenager communicating. You know, this is how to better use our time. So actually one exercise that I suggest for people is, when they have this kind of running tape of worries that feels out of control for them, is to designate, sort of make worry wait for you. Designate a worry time, you know, 5-10 minutes a couple times a day, where that's going to be the time where you think those thoughts if you need to go there. But then the rest of the day, when worry's, you know, trying to barge in at the door, you're like, you know, you got to wait for your appointment. And if you get to that appointment time and you don't feel like you need to do that worrying, all the better. But part of what feels out of control is when just any time it calls, we've got to take that call no matter what else we're doing.
You know, a lot of the worry for parents that I work with, again, is that they're not in control of a lot of the outcomes, or at least they don't believe they are. And they want to do something preventative to prevent a tragedy, to prevent their child from doing something really dumb or being involved in or participating in something really dumb. How do they, I guess, there's a process there of do what you can. You know, get some good advice and do exactly what it is that you can. I often recommend that parents teen-proof their home. Teen-proofing involves removing all firearms and or locking them up, removing and or locking up all alcohol, removing and or locking up all cash, prescription medications, credit cards, extra car keys. I mean, these are things that people don't think about. We run around like mad people when we get a baby, and we push those little plastic things in all the outlets all around the house. And then when they turn into teenagers, we don't do anything different. We don't teen-proof our home. So I'd highly recommend, and I think that this reduces a lot of anxiety, is that parents reduce the opportunity, at least within their home, of the kid making a poor choice. And that's something very real they can do. They can burn calories doing that. They can feel like they've accomplished something when they do that. Then the other part of it is there's a part of it that they have to let go. Sometimes letting go and letting your child make the choices that they need to make is very scary, and yet a bird cannot fly with somebody holding on to them. They have to flap their wings independently.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree that, you know, we need to control what we can, and those are some great, great ideas to be proactive about risk. But I'm going to head back to this idea of communication, because, you know, what happens is we are running wild with these ideas about our teenagers, but we're not sitting with them, talking with them. You know,
we
have to have expectations that it's going to be probably a brief conversation, and we might be talking in the third person quite a bit. You know, not about them directly, but about what their friends are doing or what, you know, what, you know, pressures are kind of more abstractly. But maybe our teenagers do have some, you know, better ideas than we're giving them credit for. And if we heard that, we could be supporting that. And then, you know, instead of having this you know, explosive relationship with teenagers, they might be getting some really good reinforcement from us, which is not what anybody expects, but what a great surprise that would be.
Yeah, and it is tough because teenagers do tend to push away. They're in the process of separation and individuation. So what they're attempting to do is to identify themselves separate from you. They don't want to readopt more of your values. They don't want to listen to, quote-unquote, a lecture. But yeah. Being there, and I think I love the word that you use there, relationship. It's not necessarily the quantity of words or the time spent exchanging those words, but it's the quality of the relationship that you use those words with. That's really important. What do you think, Joe?
I think relate is the word of relationship, and you need to relate to everything in your life, what's going on, and your children especially, and children to their parents.
And you know what? My parents still worry about me. So, you know,
it's part of the job.
It's part of the job, isn't it? You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, right?
I mean, there's some radio hosts that Ken and Bob used to say egg bock, everything's going to be okay. And they also, you know, I've heard people say, don't sweat the small stuff. And I use this phrase, I always say, oh, well, you know, like, oh, well, whatever happens, if it's a worrisome thing, or I go, oh, well, because everybody's got it. And once you can put things in a framework that everybody worries, and basically worry is just our own perception, our label that we give to things, and we can relabel, like you said, saying, oh, well, kind of like takes the edge off and gives you a chance to take a deep breath and kind of like that. So,
well, and I think it takes practice, and a book like this, Freeing Yourself from Anxiety: 4 Simple Steps to Overcome Worry and Create the Life You Want, is one of the tools that you put in your arsenal. And this is really, really important to have this stuff to go back to, you know, the deep breathing, the counting to 10, the meditation, the relaxation, the exercise, all of the things we do to take care of ourselves. This is really, really important. Dr. Chansky, I really want to thank you for being here on the Kim Pagano Show today and discussing your book and these concepts. This has been a lot of fun. Where do
Thanks
people
so much
find
for
your
having
book?
Me. My book is available on online booksellers, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and in all bookstores, and my website, www.tamarchansky.com.
Tamarchansky.com. This has been really wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
Okay. We are going to be taking a quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. I'm Dr. Stephen Trudeau, filling in as the fill-in host today. We have Joe LaSalle in the studio. And coming up, we're going to do our Tuesday trivia. So stay tuned and be ready to listen to our question. Call in at 805-639-0008. That's 805-639-0008.
Take the last train to Pottsville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Cause I'm leaving.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/The Kim Pagano Show. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Then for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
And welcome back to the Kim Pagano Show. Nothing like a little bit of monkeys there to make you feel good, huh?
Yeah.
Aren't they amazing?
They are.
You know, and it was really sad losing Davy Jones last week. And, you know, he was a great performer and by all accounts a really nice human being. But participating in a musical group that has a legacy like that of positivity. All of their songs were really positive and upbeat. Well, there was a few ballads in there, but, yeah, it made people feel good. You know, and I'd like to be a part of something that makes people feel good and be remembered, you know?
Me too.
That's what we want.
Yes.
We want to be remembered. We want to feel like we've left something that, you know, leaves a lasting impression and hopefully a positive one, don't you think?
Yeah, and those monkeys just were doing their thing and marching to the beat of their own drum. And
yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show here on AM 1400 KKZZ. This is Dr. Stephen Trudeau filling in for Kim, who's out today. And I have Joe LaSalle, the action coach and motivational speaker, with us today. This has been a lot of fun having you with us. And right now we have Bob Blaze from Coffee News with our Tuesday trivia. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, good morning, Stephen and Joe. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How's life treating you over there?
Oh, it's good. It's a little bit foggy and cold this morning, but you can't complain.
You know, it's a perfect day for a nice warm cup of coffee, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And some news.
And some news, yeah.
Go with it.
Yeah. Now, where are you guys in the coffee news? Are you everywhere? Are you in every coffee shop?
Well, Coffee News is a freely delivered paper, and it's made possible by our sponsors, and we deliver it throughout the city of Ventura, the city of Camarillo, and the city of Moorpark.
Mm-hmm.
And our primary distribution point is restaurants and places where people are out eating or enjoying some coffee and have a few minutes to tap into something positive and uplifting. There's no bad news ever found in coffee news.
That's good. And if I'm at a coffee shop that I really like, I love frequenting that place, but they don't have coffee news, can I ask them to get it?
Sure, definitely. Just to have them give us a call, or you know, tell the owner, or fill out a comment card saying, you know, let's have some coffee news in here, and we will happily deliver it to, you know, to any location within our delivery area.
I love reading the coffee news when I'm there. It gives me something to do a little bit, you know, and takes my mind away from some of the other worries and stressors of life. It's like a little 5-minute vacation for me.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Makes you feel good. Well, you have some trivia for us on this Trivia Tuesday, do you not?
Yes, we do. Yes,
all right.
First of all, let me tell you the prize that we're going to have today.
All right, listeners, listen up. There's a prize waiting for you.
You will win a family 4-pack of tickets to the Spring Spectacular event at the Moorpark College Zoo. They take the family out to the zoo. This is an event that goes on 3 weekends. Starting on March 24th and ending on April 8th, 3 consecutive weekends. And I don't know if you've ever been to the zoo there in Moorpark, but it's great. This is the biggest event of the year, and you don't want to miss it.
The Moorpark Zoo. All right. I haven't been there, so I've got to look this up. I'm going to have to get out there, and hopefully we'll see one of our listeners with a family 4-pack to the Spring Spectacular event. So, all right, get your dialing fingers ready. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road. We don't want to cause any accidents. And our number is 805-639-0008. Go ahead and give us this trivia question.
Okay, the trivia question today is, in what country is the Cannes Film Festival held?
In what country is the Cannes Film Festival held? 805-639-0008. Give us a call and let us know. So while we wait for the call, and the calls are coming in, the board lighting up. Boy, people are smart on this one. Where do you get your trivia questions from, Bob?
Well, Coffee News is actually an internationally published paper, mm-hmm. and we have headquarters in Winnipeg, Canada, as well as in Bangor, Maine. And, you know, our corporate headquarters has a panel of writers and researchers that put all the content together every week. So Trivia has been around, been popularized by games like Trivial Pursuit and other things like that.
Sure.
And, you know, they tap into, you know, the knowledge that's out there and come up with some stuff that ties in.
Yeah, it makes you feel smart, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's take our first caller and see if we have the answer to... What country is the Cannes Film Festival in? Caller?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Is it France?
That's correct.
Ding, 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 ding. You win a family four-pack spring spectacular event at the Moore Park Zoo for these. Now, what is it? It's 3 weekends there, Bob?
Yes, 3 weekends spanning from March 24th to April 8th on Saturday and Sundays. And, you know, it's a great event. You'll see a lot of cool animals, and they have some VIP tours and things you can do. You can see parts of the zoo that aren't normally open to the public, and it's a great learning experience and just a really cool day out.
Wow, that's great. Caller, what is your name?
My name's Celia. I'm all excited about it.
Nice.
I have a little 4-year-old granddaughter. Animals.
Oh, that'd be awesome. What a wonderful thing to do then. Well, make sure you go on a day that it's not pouring rain.
I'll listen to the weather and make sure I pick one.
There you go. Hold on the line. We'll get all of your information and make sure you get this Family 4-pack to the Spring Spectacular event
great.
At the Moore Park
Zoo.
Thank
you very much. I love your Trivia Tuesdays.
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for supporting The Kim Pagano Show. Tell your friends. Go on to Facebook, The Kim Pagano Show, and like us.
Okay, thank you.
All right. You know, Kim is everywhere.
Yes.
And is Kim in the coffee news?
Kim is in the coffee news.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Every week you can find her ad, she's all over the place.
Yeah, she's in the Daily Breeze, and she's on Twitter, and she's on Facebook, and boy, she's just, I call her the media mama.
She does mixers.
She does.
Yeah, so go on her Facebook and find out all the events that she does and everything. So
you know, I really love the listeners that we have here on the Kim Pagano Show. They tune in, they participate, they interact, and they give us such great feedback that we have, you know, wonderful guests, and we bring, well, as Kim likes to say, we bring value in every way, every day. And it really makes for a fun, positive talk show. And it's such a great counterpoint to a lot of the negativity going on right now. And, you know, the political races are going on. And, boy, these people are just beating themselves up. And it's, I don't know, kind of negative. And I don't like that style. This is Positive Talk Radio, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. So, Bob, what else you got coming up for us? Anything?
Well, in the next issue of Coffee News, you can read some stories, some of the highlights. We have an escape artist who's actually influenced by Harry Houdini, one of the greatest escape artists ever.
Wow.
And this guy spent over 48 hours buried 6 feet underground before digging himself out.
Oh, my God. Now, where is this going to be?
Well, this is in the next issue of Coffee News.
Oh, okay. So it's all right.
There's three students who were able to research and locate the family of an unclaimed Purple Heart Award.
Oh, wow.
There's a UK man who calls him sick, and his excuse was he had a crocodile bite. and then in Paris, believe it or not, they're using renewable energy from warm sewer wastewater, which can be recycled and converted back to supply 70% of a building's heat.
Good Lord.
So
wow.
There's that and much, much more. Every week in Coffee News.
Coffee
amazing,
News has some pretty amazing information
it
going
sounds
on
like
there.
Ripley's Believe It or Not in a positive vein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, wow. Well, Bob, thanks for joining us today on the Kim Pagano Show and giving us this 4-pack of the Spring Spectacular event at the Moore Park Zoo. I encourage everybody. Now, is there a website that people can go to get more information about the event?
I'm sure there is. I'll post it onto Kim's Facebook page. In a
great.
Little bit. So if you want to learn more about Spring Spectacular and, link over to the zoo's website to learn about it, well, I'll post that and just go onto the facebook.com/Kim Pagano Show. I think there's a Kim Pagano Show, and you will find it.
Great. Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate that, and thanks for being with us today.
No problem. Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that cool?
Very, very cool. We need to keep that information at the forefront.
Yeah.
It's,
you know,
stuff like that.
Life is to be lived and to be enjoyed.
It's great. It's
and where
precious.
You are right now isn't necessarily where you're going to be tomorrow. One of my philosophies is that we are not human beings. We are human becomings. And we're always in the state of becoming the person we're going to be tomorrow. I've got a friend who's a motivational speaker. His name is Jim Cathcart. He's written many, many books, The Acorn Principle among them. He's such an amazing character. But one of the things that he loves to say, and he actually gave me a mouse pad with this quote written on it. It says, "How would the person I would like to be do the thing I am about to do?" And it just, boom, just hits you right in the chest.
That's great.
And I have it on my mouse pad. It's lovely because when you're surfing the internet and you're goofing around and doing stuff, and I'm thinking, you know, I should be working right now. I should be getting something done. I should be doing something productive. I should be writing my blog or something like that. I think I'll just go down this rabbit hole and just click endlessly and waste an hour and a half. But literally with every click, I'm being reminded, how would the person I'd like to be do the thing I am about to do? Would the person I'd like to be a procrastinator? Would the person I'd like to be, you know, waste time like that? And that's one of my personal, you know, trials to overcome is the procrastination thing. But I want to be a better person. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better therapist, a better human being, a better friend. And the only way to get there is to engage in the types of activities that that better self would be doing.
And acknowledging those activities, because a lot of times we do and we don't take note of, we're just so busy doing and we don't go, wow, I really did that.
Yeah.
You know, we can self-praise. It's okay. We don't have to wait for others to do that.
Yeah. Who do we have on the line there, Matt?
Hey, guys. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. It's Kim on the Kim Pagano Show.
That's right. I've been listening to you guys, and you guys are doing a great job. I want to thank, I always, you know what, talking about praise, thank you for letting me celebrate my husband's birthday with him today.
Happy birthday, Lou.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lou.
We're heading down to Palm Springs. And,
yay.
That's what, you know, good friends. And I appreciate you being on. And thanks to Rob at Coffee News, too, you know, and all my listeners out there.
You have amazing listeners, Kim. I love
really
interacting
do,
with them.
And I appreciate them all listening. And so it's even though it's a little cloudy out, I'm going to put my rose-colored glasses on and enjoy the day.
You better.
Yes.
All right. Well, you guys are good talking and good topics there. So thank you so much for being there.
You're so welcome.
No problem. Thanks for the opportunity to once again share what we know. You know, we all learn really cool stuff and we all learn things that we think are making our lives better. But just sitting at home and enjoying that for ourselves is only one aspect. Sharing it with other people, so much more rich.
So you're perfect. Perfectly said, and really that's what it's all about, you know. I always say many hands make little work, you know, we all work together, so.
We're going to change the world one day at a time, aren't we?
That's right. And, you know, lots of people at a time, that's what my goal is.
Yeah,
and there's people in Palm Springs that like that too, so.
And thank you for introducing me to Joe. I'm blown away by this guy. He
Isn't
is amazing.
He amazing? Yeah. I know.
Dr. Steve is the same
one. Two of my amazing, I mean, you know what? I'm serious. It's all about surrounding yourself with great people.
Yeah, it is.
And I thank both of you for being in my life.
Oh, likewise.
Okay. No all problem. Right. Well, carry on with that great show that you guys are doing, and I'll talk to everybody tomorrow.
All right, Kim. Thanks so much.
All right, you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Matt also on the board. I appreciate you.
Matt's doing a great job today.
You got it. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
That was Kim Pagano calling into the Kim Pagano Show.
She really is everywhere, isn't she?
She really is. Yeah, no, she's taking a much-needed day off to go spend some time with her husband for their anniversary, Lou's birthday. And Lou's a really cool guy. Have you met Lou?
Yeah, he is. Very much so.
Yeah. So, it's a wonderful family, and you know, all the kids and all the activities that they do. They're living life, you know. They're a living example. And I think that's one of the things we do when we get something in our lives that really feels good. When we start thriving, this is one of my themes of the year, the courage to thrive. That's what the name of my blog is. If you want to read my blog, go to my website. It's humansguide, humansguide.com, and click on the blog tab or hit /blog. And I've got a blog there that I started January 1st called The Courage to Thrive.
Wow.
And when you are thriving, Live it completely and fully.
Yes.
And then show other people how much fun it can be. Because then people come up to you and say, wow, what's your secret?
What you got?
And you tell them,
yeah.
This is what I've learned. I've learned this. I've learned that. I've learned the other. I've learned to take care of myself. I read this article. I got this quote that I live by. There's this great mentor that I have. And you share what it is that's making you happy, what it is that's making you feel good about what you're doing. It's like sharing a recipe for your favorite cake or your favorite dessert.
Yes.
You know? Wow, and this tastes delicious. What's your secret? Oh, my secret is I use, this.
And it has good results.
Yeah,
it does. Lasting results. Always.
And if you can share that with other people, then you can improve life for everybody around you. It's infectious.
You have this quote that says, anything can only become better when you share it.
Ooh, I like that.
Well,
I like that a lot.
Anything can only become better when you share it. So.
Now, Joe, where are you going to be speaking anytime soon?
I don't have an event right now. I think April 26th I might be scheduling something. But you can go on my website at Joe LaSalle, that's LASALLE.com, JoeLaSalle.com, and I'll have events posted anytime there are.
You know, because I'm starting to get my brain flashing here that you and I should do an event.
We should
create something.
You know what? I'm already in. I'm calling you.
Okay,
I'm calling you.
No problem. Because I do a lot of speaking events. I really like to reach out to the community. In fact, tonight we're going to be doing an event at the Lighthouse Church in Newbury Park for special needs parents. We're trying to reach out to the special needs community, which sometimes can kind of cloister themselves. They feel burdened. There's a lot of things going on with their lives. There's a lot of extra energy that's spent on dealing with a special needs child. And what they don't realize is that there's a tremendous amount of opportunities and services available in Ventura County for special education assistance, for medical assistance, for therapy, and things like that.
Financial assistance.
Yeah. So if you're anywhere near the Lighthouse Church in Newbury Park, I don't have the address handy, but you can look it up online. Tonight at 7 o'clock, we'll be doing an event. We're actually doing a panel discussion, so we're going to have a number of professionals from all different walks of life that deal with special needs issues that are going to be sharing their information freely.
I think that's going to be great. I would highly recommend, after meeting you, Steve, that the audience please show up to that because Steve is somebody that really cares. I was talking to him off air, and I know that his purpose is really driven by wanting to make a difference, and that's very clear. And I'm sure if you show up at the Lighthouse tonight, you will not be disappointed.
You know, one of the themes, thank you very much for that, but one of the themes that you and I had discussed earlier was this kind of reinvention thing. And I'd like to say that you know, we oftentimes when we have failures or flaws or parts of our life that we could potentially be ashamed of, we like to push them into the closet. And I don't believe I really have any skeletons in my closet because I'm pretty out there with the journey that I've taken. Because as a young man, I was depressed, I was angry, and I made some really poor choices. I mean, a staggering amount of poor choices that I think if you wrote them down in a book, I mean, people wouldn't believe them. They're so outrageous. But I reinvented myself. I turned my life around. I pulled my head out of the proverbial you-know-where to try to grasp onto life and say, well, what is it that it's going to take to get to the next level? How am I going to thrive, and where am I going to find the courage to thrive after being, one, beating myself up tremendously with all my poor choices, but feeling like the universe had beat me up? And so that kind of turnaround to begin to engage, to start a new life. And I had to start by going back to school. And I was a 26-year-old college freshman. I never took my SATs. I got straight D's in high school. I was probably voted most likely to, suffer badly. And I changed everybody's perception of me. That I was always a reasonably nice guy, but I was very self-destructive. And by that, unfortunately, you cause collateral damage and you hurt other people. And I never want to hurt another person again. I want to help people. And so by having that attitude, I was able to invest in myself, get an education, become a doctor, and through that process, learn how to live life and then share it with other people.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I'm on this end of the radio, so I get to see that and feel that. So
well, and you've reinvented yourself. I mean, you were a student athlete.
I played basketball. I ran track. I had simple knee surgery at age 14 that I thought I would be up and running again in 2 months. And a massive infection set in, and I was down. All of a sudden, I was 14, and my legs were in cast, and my legs ended up in a few months, ended up being, you know, this big around, very skin and bones. And
yeah.
And one thing.
They atrophied.
Yeah, they atrophied, one complication after another, and I didn't see any way out. I ended up being bedridden for 4 years.
From 14 to 18. God, the formative years.
Yeah, the formative years. I wrote songs. I've written over 300 songs to date. But that was a way of therapy.
Kind of a therapy, absolutely.
For me to get in to communicate to myself because I had nobody to talk to. And I knew that I could not only recapture who I had been before the tragedy, but that I could reinvent myself. I embraced my uniqueness, and I have this quote that says, you know, your uniqueness is most evident when your adversity is most prevalent.
Whoa.
And
jeez. That's amazing.
And so I made the decision just to start doing things, to show up. I didn't care. The front porch looked like it was a cliff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You know, I had to go off the lip, a 4-inch lip off the front porch in my wheelchair. And
scary.
It seemed like I was, you know, cliff diving, you know.
And this morning, we're on the second floor here of the building. I came up to the second floor, no elevator, and there you are sitting at the top of the stairs.
Yeah, I got up the stairs in like 1.5 minutes,
yeah,
up two flights of stairs, so.
We're going to have to take a quick break. Stay with us on The Kim Pagano Show, and we'll be right back to wrap up our show.
It's Kim, and I want to share someone with you. My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Such
And that is the fabulous Freddie Mercury with Queen. I should have been a DJ.
Yeah.
I love positive music like that. You're my best friend.
You're everything, Steve. Yeah. You're already that.
Well, this is the Kim Pagano Show. This is Dr. Stephen Trudeau. Thank you for joining us today. We only have a couple of minutes left, but we also have Joe LaSalle, the action coach, motivational speaker, who really, you brought in a couple of shirts you want to give away. So get your fingers on the dialing button there, 805-639-0008. And you want to give away to our listeners a motivational shirt.
Yeah, hurry up and call in. We only got a couple minutes left here on the show. This shirt says, a women's t-shirt, it says, your true nature is waiting for you to notice.
Your true nature is waiting for you to notice. Give us a call at 805-639-0008 to win yourself a t-shirt. A motivational teacher. During the commercial break, you had a quote that you wanted to kind of wrap things up with. Kim usually has a mommy moment, but go ahead and give us that quote.
Yeah, the mommy moment quote is, when your guilt and shame can be something that you've done and not something who you are.
Wow.
Then you are free.
Then you are free. It's not who you are. You don't identify with your guilt and your shame.
Yeah.
You identify with who you are, and don't take that negativity onto yourself. You've got to let it go and say, I did that. I made a mistake. Now what am I going to do to move forward?
It's a mistake. That's all mistakes are. I learned that from my friend Dennis Merritt Jones.
Oh, Dennis. Wonderful
Dr.
guy.
Dennis Merritt Jones.
Yeah.
He always says,
he's going to be speaking, I think, tomorrow, and I'm going to make sure that I get that information to Kim so that we can share that with our listeners where Dennis is going to be speaking. But, 805-639-0008. Give us a quick call and win yourself a T-shirt from the Action Coach.
People can go on my website and actually buy shirts with quotes and pick a quote.
And then put it on the shirt.
That's at joelasalle.com.
Joelasalle.com. Please go to this man's website. Yeah. S-A-L-L-E. Joelasalle.com. All right. And my website, Dr. Stephen Trudeau, my website is actually called The Human's Guide. And go there and read my blog. And on Facebook, go ahead and check out my Dr. Stephen Trudeau page. I post interesting quotes on there. And, of course, Kim Pagano Show. Go to Facebook, Kim Pagano Show, and like. She's got a mission to have 500 likes. She's in the 400 somewhere right now by the end of the month. So we want to go to the Kim Pagano Show on Facebook. And if you want to hear any part of this show again, it's at 1 o'clock. We replay it here, and then it will later be posted on thekimpaganoshow.com so you can re-listen to there. Thank you again for joining us. This has been a really wonderful day. And go out and have yourself a really wonderful day yourself. Reinvent yourself.
The heart is a blue, shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room, no space to rent in this town. You're out of luck.